Many European leaders and President Obama were unable to reach the Polish city of Krakow today to attend the funeral for President Lech Kaczynski. He was among the 96 people killed in a plane crash last week. Tens of thousands of Poles turned out for the elaborate state funeral. NPR's Eric Westervelt was there and sent this report.
Polish citizens filled the streets and the square in and around St. Mary's Basilica. Speakers and video screens allowed people to follow the 2.5-hour Catholic Mass. Many people prayed and sang along with the choir. Thousands lined the streets as the caskets of the first couple, resting on artillery carriages, were pulled by Humvees in a slow funeral procession across Krakow's picturesque old town as a military band played. Residents tossed flowers at the coffins and waved Polish flags as the procession made its way across the city and up Wawel Hill to the historic Polish fortress and 1,000-year-old cathedral overlooking the Vistula River. The couple was buried inside Wawel Cathedral this evening alongside Polish nobility, poets, and founding figures. That decision has angered some Poles, who said President Kaczynski does not belong buried next to some of the most revered figures in Polish history. But that controversy was a minor note of discord in a week that has seen Poles come together to mourn the loss of the president and so many other senior officials. Kamila Koniarska was one of the estimated 150,000 who turned out. I wanted to be here to document this historic event for my family, she said, and to pay my respects to the president. For many Poles, the crash was made more tragic by the fact that those on the doomed plane were traveling to attend a memorial for thousands of Polish army officers and members of the intelligentsia who were executed in 1940 by Joseph Stalin's secret police. Since the crash, the Polish government has moved quickly to fill key posts, set a date for new elections, and to investigate the accident. Roman Kuzniar with Warsaw University says the relatively young democracy deserves credit for handling the tragedy exceptionally well.
At the level of state politics, everything goes surprisingly well. From the point of view of functioning of state, it goes perfectly, I would say.
President Barack Obama and the leaders of Germany, France, Canada, Spain, and many others could not make the funeral today as the volcanic ash plume kept large parts of Europe's airspace closed for a fourth day. The U.S. ambassador to Poland, Lee Feinstein, led the American delegation to the funeral. The ambassador praised the Polish people for uniting, and he told NPR President Kaczynski will be remembered as a patriot who helped Poland weather the financial crisis better than almost every other European country.
Poland was the only EU country to be in the black during the depths of the financial crisis in 2009. This is really remarkable, and this is because of the strength and resiliency of its domestic market. It's a country of roughly 40 million people with a growing middle class. This is something that contributes very much to Poland's stability.
Now that the president's funeral is over, attention will turn more intensely to the ongoing crash investigation. The plane went down in heavy fog after clipping birch trees on approach to Smolensk, Russia. Russian authorities believe the cause was pilot error. But the Poles are still investigating, and the flight data recordings have not been made public yet. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Krakow.